Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We will continue with our interview regarding the universe speaking and Roar Shepherd here on the program. We certainly hope that you are enjoying the conversation. We're going to jump right into our conversation with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting in regards to the birth of America. This is we're going to take a few weeks here to talk about this. In terms of our chart, now, first of all, you're taking a particular tack from another well-known astrologer in terms of the day and the time. And so where does that place us, and what are some of the characteristics of that sign that an individual could probably also, if they were born, let's say this is the time they've chosen, that you've chosen, this is when they were born, July 4th in the evening, as you choose a time, and away we go.
Well, one of the most important things about the United States' chart, I think, is that not only was the sun in the sign of Cancer, but there were several other planets there as well. And so that kind of makes us more extreme, kind of a super Cancer, you know, super crab, you know, the crab being the constellation for the sign of Cancer. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what I love about Cancer, what I always say is it's tough and it's tender. Think about crustaceans. Think about the crab. It's got this hard, tough exoskeleton that you can't penetrate when it's, you know, you can't penetrate.
Right.
It. And so they can be very well defended. You know, America has spends a lot of its time and energy on being very well defended. You
exactly.
know, that
yeah.
consumes us both psychologically and physically. And so someone in the sign of, with a lot of the sign of Cancer is going to be very, 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 you know, tough to get through to on a bad day. Or when they feel bad, or when they certainly when they feel threatened, you know. There's, but on a good day, they're very compassionate, they're very caring. You know, we're kind of the mother to the world. It's like we feed everybody's hungry, we take in everybody's refugees, you know, often at our own expense. You know, there's
yeah.
this empathy factor that Cancer just, you know, Cancer feels your pain, you know, and so we're very, very, very. Again, often to our detriment, focused on taking care of everybody else, and often we don't take care or good enough care of our own people. You know, especially interestingly, you know, our warriors, our
yeah.
veterans. You know, the, and we've had trouble with that since the Revolutionary times,
yeah.
since the Revolutionary War.
Matter of fact, I remember seeing a documentary in that regard. Next
yeah.
week, we're going to continue this conversation. We'll be halfway through the month, and we're going to talk more about the birth of America and how our chart is impacted. And we're going to have a lot of time next week to talk about that.
Awesome.
So stay with us. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Beth McDonald can be reached at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Brand new website. Take a look at it. Neat stuff there. I was perusing it just the other day and came across some very interesting things. You can even read about Beth herself. You can also go to LinkedIn. She's there. She's also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, or you can give her a ring by calling her at 963-0842. Maybe put her on speed dial. We'll be back with more from Roy Shepherd and The Universe Speaks right after this.